So it's really important that when you're fostering these relationships, while people like you, you want to get them to remember what you do. And the only way to do that is to stay top of mind. Social media is a great tool.
Who's this? Oh, you're an entrepreneur? Oh, you're a real estate investor? Oh, you're trying to learn from those who did it? Well, come into the lab then. Put your white coat on, gloves on, notepad, and let's build, y'all.
Experiment Nation, what's going on? Ruben here, currently recording this in beautiful California. We're currently here in Indigo. We're here in California. I think it's Indigo Valley, but just wanted to record this episode to set a reminder and being very intentional of letting people know what you're doing. One of the things that we often talk about in the industry is this, especially as real estate, or I should say as realtors, beginning with that, there's a lot of realtors that are out there that have a license that can help people close to them, but they're what we call closet realtors. And so when it's time for someone in the family or a friend of theirs to buy a home or sell a home, they actually forget that that family member or friend or peer is a realtor, which means for you, what it means is that you haven't put it out there enough. You're not staying top of mind, and therefore people don't keep you top of mind. And so one of the things that I would encourage you to do in this episode is for all levels, whether you're a beginner, if you're a seasoned, you probably are now known as the real estate person in your circle. But I'm going to give an extra nugget on top of that as well for those of us who are maybe have used some of our own money and looking to raise capital. And again, I want to be very direct because, you know, partnering is something we've started to do as of recently, but there's a common denominator with it. And yes, I haven't raised millions in capital per se, but I've definitely fostered some strategic partnerships. And that happens when they see that you are all in, not dabbling, not a hobby, like you are doing the thing. You constantly talk about it. You're constantly at conferences, showing people that you're going to conferences, showing people that, again, for someone like me, I have a podcast. I interview some of the best leaders in our industry, in our real estate industry, in the world, worldwide. I don't just settle with America. I have had guests from all over. And that is an example of, okay, people see that you are serious about this. And at the end of the day, I was just sharing this insight with my, shout out to my homie Bobby. We were saying how you want to be the go-to authority in your marketplace, and people don't see you as X LLC. You know, people don't even remember that. But people remember you, and people invest in you. And so it's really important that when you're fostering these relationships, while people like you, you want to get them to remember what you do. And the only way to do that is to stay top of mind. Social media is a great tool. I encourage you to start using social media, but I want to get more granular. Now, one of the things we started doing recently as of late is actually having a call to action to partner with us. And this is something we're just rolling out and testing. And it dawned on me. Shout out to Sarah and Tony Robinson at the STR Wealth Conference, And it's something that is critical in being able to grow, right? You have to let people know what it is that you're doing. If you want people to partner with you, you have to give them an opportunity to partner with you. And sometimes we actually don't even ask. And there's people out there who are willing to actually want to invest with you, but you don't even put it out there that they're like, oh man, I wish I could invest with them, because they see what you're doing. Maybe if you're flipping homes, maybe if you're investing in Airbnbs, maybe if you're investing in multifamily, whatever it is that requires partnership and capital, there's people who are watching what you're doing. So one of the things that we want to do, and again, this is from my branding background, a digital marketing agency that specifically helps other investors build brands. One of the things you want to do is you want to build a personal brand. And you want to build a personal brand where, you know, it's John, it's Julie, it's whoever that is. They know you first, and then you can introduce them to your business. Because sometimes we focus on the corporate branding, which is great, but people don't associate with the corporate brand until they've seen it multiple times. And at the end of the day, when they're giving money, they don't want to give money to a corporation. They want to give it to the person that they trust that's running the corporation. So it doesn't matter if it's ABC LLC or First Time Home Buyer LLC. They don't care. They want to invest in the person behind, right? A lot of investors sometimes when investing in these big blue chip stocks, it's the who is the founder behind it. I know in the crypto space, not that, again, I use that word lightly, people look at the founders even when they're not so sure about this entire, you know, new space to them. They look at who's behind, who are the founders? Because at the end of the day, that's who drives the company. You want to bet on the jockey, right? You want to bet on the jockey, not the horse, which is interesting, right? I say that to say the following. I'm going to give you a few tactical things that I think we're leaving on the table that I realized we're leaving on the table that I'm doing it, right? So, for example, on Instagram, what we started doing is we started to say, you want to partner with us? DM us the word partner. And while you might think that that's not like a thing that works, it freaking works. People DM this partner, and I'm like, what? This whole time? And so that's really important to... to, if you think about that for a second, when you're saying partner, you're giving someone an opportunity to reach out. And if they're reaching out, that's already the lowest hanging fruit. And so you have a lot of people on Instagram who watch what you're doing who you don't even know. Maybe they're not even your friend yet. They're just following. They're watching your story. They're doing all that. So we want to give them an opportunity. But how do you give them an opportunity? Well, one of the things we do is we show them what we're doing behind the scenes. People cannot do business with you if they don't understand how you do business. And at the same time, you want to show the good and the bad. Don't just show the highlights. People want to know how you deal with adversity. They want to know that if something, you know, when shit hits the fan, who is the, how, you know, during a crisis is when leaders are born, right? When, you know, it's all fine and dandy, right? Until shit hits the fan, then we know who the real leaders are, right? When there's things at stake. So you want to start showing that, hey, we had a terrible review. We had a guest who trashed our place. This is the measures that we took. I want an operator that when shit goes wrong, you know, they are, you know, they have the ability to, you know, to have a plan of action. That's the kind of leader that you want. Not one that panics, not one that freaks out. And especially be careful, not one that, you know, is going to talk badly about, you know, whether it's guests or other investors. You just got to be very careful on how you represent your brand, because do I want to invest with someone who's really talking down on guests in a short-term rental space? No, that tells me there's a lack of level of professionalism. Now we can have fun in there, like, you know, maybe you could share a post here like, oh, can you believe, never a dull moment here in this space, this is what this guest asked. But, you know, rightfully so, we always come with respect, and this was our response, right? Like, you know, I think it goes a long way to show some personal affection and, you know, branding. You don't want to be like a robot. You want to show a little bit of your personality. So what I do is on Instagram, I show what we're doing, and then I'll show some of my personal life, and you can share that with people. The reason it's important is because you want people to know that there's a real person behind it. You're not just showing the highlights. You're like, you know, when you're working out, waking up, like, you're sharing those core values of like, hey, we love to eat. We love family time. We love to go to conferences. We love to travel. We, you know, but then it's back to business. And so you can show a little light side of you. I personally like that because it shows that the other person's a human, and then I can relate with them. I show them the books that I'm reading. I show them what I'm working on in business. I show them the team huddles that I'm having. I'm showing how I'm working with my wife. That matters to me, right? Building a family business. I show a lot of that, and people will resonate with that, right? Are the right people that you want to attract? Now, remember, you attract the people that you attract by the kind of content that you put out and how you represent yourself. If you're going to be an asshole, you might start attracting assholes. If you're going to be really kind and sweet and really, show those core values, those are the kind of people you're going to attract. right? So that's number one. Think about DM, give them an opportunity to partner with you. Number two, start showing a little bit of your personal side and how it ties into the company. Start sharing your core values, because people who align with those core values are going to line up and want to work with you, right? It's one thing to have money, but it's another thing to be able to relate with someone and give them that money because you trust that they're going to be a right stewardship of your money. So that's number one. Another tactical is building a personal brand by association. One of the things that, you know, as you're growing your portfolio or as you're growing your business, you want to show, whether it's a podcast that you listen to, that's brand association. You're like, wow, this, I listen to this guy, I listen to this gal, I listen to this kind of content. Share it on your story, right? Share it on your Facebook, share it wherever you want to share it. Share with people, this is what I'm reading, this is what I'm listening to, or this is who I associate with. Because then that gives them an idea of where you stand, right? Now, I particularly would probably stay away from politics, religion, and all that stuff. But if that's part of your personal brand, let it be your personal brand. You'll attract somebody who relates with you. But again, I would be cautious of again, that line of dividing people. I don't, you know, whether it's you're a Celtics fan or a Lakers fan, that's fine. But I think just be mindful. Just be the person you want to be. And give an opportunity for people, for your personal brand to open up the window and not close one. That's why I say be light on the politics. And sometimes people get sensitive about that or where you stand, and that you might be actually closing a door. But again, if that's you, that's where you stand. Definitely open that door. Some people might appreciate that. Actually, there's this whole conversation on how now we're all sensitive. So, you know, if someone's very blunt and upfront about where their thoughts are, you might attract those kind of people as well. So just be mindful of your brand. And one of the things, one of the best tools that's underutilized and untapped, I'm going to give myself, my team, a shameless plug, is having a podcast. I think having a podcast is one of the best things, tools. When I say things, I should be more clear. It's a tool that you can utilize to educate yourself from thought leaders, from those who are doing it, and interview them on the air remotely anywhere in the world. A, it makes them feel flattered that you're interested in hearing your story. And B, you get a chance to ask any questions that you personally have or from those of your community. You can even reach out to people in your network and be like, hey, what questions do you have? I'm going to interview this person. And then now you become that the super connector between the transfer of information from a real expert to your community. And in addition to that, you then also have the ability to foster a genuine relationship with the person that you were on the air with for an hour. And if you guys gel, you know, and there's a possibility that you could work together, that I've also experienced that myself time and time and time again, and for our clients as well, right? We've launched just over 1,000 episodes. The number of downloads is probably close to, it's got to be around 1 million. You know, with all of our collective clients. But it's really about, you know, when we're launching these podcasts, it's about educating the people as well. So you can also use your podcast to start building yourself as the person of interest in your marketplace, right? So that's another. So there's so many different tools different angles that you can use with the same tool. The power of the voice, the power of other people listening to you. I had someone come up to me. I had multiple people come up to me at the SDR Wealth Conference and say, hey, I listen to your podcast. And I had no idea. I don't even look at my downloads like that. I just know I use it more as a tool to connect with the right people in the industry. And then, yes, I happen to have built a community around it, a respectfully sized community. And there's people out there that are listening that I had no idea about that came up to me and say, I listen to your show, and I would love to also partner with you if there's ever an opportunity, right? So think about that for a second. A podcast worldwide, and you can launch, interview others, thought leaders, create brand association with those thought leaders, create a relationship with those thought leaders, educate your community on the questions that they have, educate yourself on the questions that you have, because you can ask them on the air in real time. I mean, I don't think that there's another tool that's better than that, except for meeting with people in person in like conferences and stuff like that. I find that to be just as valuable, if not incredibly valuable, the in-person effect. But at the same time, if there's someone you can read, a leader in the space that you probably don't even have a chance, a shot of being in the same room in, and you can interview them. Guys, when I've had my first interview, the gentleman I had on my show had 300 million assets under management. I had zero properties. And that, you know, at first I was getting my own way, because I'm like, how can I interview someone when I don't have any properties, right? So get out of your own way, because we always do it. And it's completely normal to do it, right? Because that's what we do as human beings. But get out of your own way, right?
Experiment Nation, I have a special gift for you. If you're in the Airbnb space, or if you're thinking of getting into the Airbnb space, you're an operator with multiple units, your first unit, your 100th unit, just about to get into Airbnb, you are going to want to get this blueprint that I put together for you. Now, I want to give context of how this was put together, because sometimes people assemble these ideas and top 10 lists, top five, top this, and it doesn't have any true valued vetted content. What I've done is I've surrounded myself by the best top short-term rental Airbnb operators in the world. I co-authored a best-selling book with them called Hospitable Host. I've had them on my platform and interviewed them to get the questions that you guys want to learn the most from into the episode, the show, The Real Estate Experiment, as you know. And I've also paid tens and thousands of dollars to be sitting in the room to get these notable insights that we implement ourselves as short-term rental operators. I'm a short-term rental specialist. I'm licensed to do it in their respective markets. You know, we build ours in Georgia. We have a management company ourselves. We're Airbnb Superhosts. So we not only talk the talk, but we walk the walk, but we still consistently surround ourselves with the best in the space to get us further ahead. And this is what we've put together, an Airbnb Millionaire Blueprint, where you don't just hear it from me, you hear it, and it's an aggregate list. It's 21 pillars from short-term rental operators worldwide who've implemented this and it's worked. And this is the exact same way we've been able to get results and get the same results from implementing these insights that I've pulled from multiple faces, right? Some people have tons of arbitrage units like TJ Tajani. Some like Bill Faith have just a few. Some like Michael Shrogan has boutique hotels. They've scaled. And whether you have one unit, 10 units, or 100th unit, or about to get into your first unit, you're going to want to have this blueprint that you can utilize universally wherever you are in the world. Want to get this. I put together, we took a lot of time to put this together this year after all that we've been implementing in our lab, for you to have a guide that you can leverage, right? That you can use and implement. We've also given and tagged everybody that we've featured in and giving them credit, so you know where the source is coming from. And you can check out their Instagram. You can see that there are vetted individuals that we not only work with and trust, but learn from, because sometimes you get a lot of different information. And I want to make sure I give that credit where you can find out that person. And we've also, if they've been on our show, we've also linked the episode within this free blueprint. It's the Airbnb Millionaire Blueprint. Want to make sure you go to experimentrealestate.com. Once you get there, you'll see the pop-up that says I have something for you. Just scroll down, enter your name, enter your email, and we'll get it right sent to you. Don't want to sleep on this. We've been putting this together for quite some time, and I know that it will serve you regardless of where you are in your journey to have an Airbnb Millionaire Blueprint that has been collectively vetted and has been sourced from operators who are operating at a high scale. Experiment Nation, you're welcome. Make sure to go to experimentrealestate.com and get your Airbnb Millionaire Blueprint so that you can also scale to the level of experiments that these practitioners like ourselves have done just for you. Experiment Nation, we'll see you on the other side.
So I say that to say all this too. It's really important to start being very direct and being the go-to person in your marketplace. There's actually a really good book, and I'm going to put it in Audible. I haven't read it yet, but it's been on my list to do. It's something about the key person of interest, something to the likes. But I'll put it in the show notes. I'll have my team put that in the show notes, but I can't stress enough the importance of being able to let people know what it is that you're doing. I'm going to actually try to put it in here. Key person of influence. I'm putting it in here in real time on Amazon. I think this is it. The key person of influence, the five-step method to become one of the most highly valued and highly paid people in your industry. That is a book that I'm adding to my cart right now. I've heard it time and time again. But do it. Another thing is, you have free real estate on your LinkedIn, on your Facebook. Use it wisely. Let people know what you're doing. On Facebook, You put a website on there, your personal website on the info tab. You can change your banner on LinkedIn and tell people, let people know what you do. Be very just straightforward. Don't use any fancy words. Like, you know, in ours, it's like, we work with corporations and help house their displaced policy holders in the model called midterm rentals. So we work B2B. Basically, if I'm saying it to someone at a coffee table, it's like, hey, you know Airbnbs? Yeah, well, we have Airbnbs, except we work with corporations. We need to relocate families. And most of those families are working with relocation specialists who work for the insurance companies. And we house individuals anywhere from 1 to 6 months to 6 months to 12 months, right? All they have to do is move in, and the insurance companies pay us a premium. That's what we do, right? And even that was long-winded, right? You can just literally be straightforward. We work with, you know, we own Airbnbs and work with corporations to house their families or professionals relocating our midterm rental basis, anywhere from 1 month to 6 months, right? Like, just be very concise and clear. Like, you know, another good thing with storytelling is you can say, well, you know how when you go to the car wash, again, I have no idea where I'm going with this, I'm freestyling. Well, you know how you go to the car wash and people, you'll get asked if you want to get your rims shined or your tires shined. Well, we kind of offer that for the short-term rental space, where we actually upsell you on multiple products as you come in for your stay. Like something like that, right? I was just thinking of Madison Rifkin, right? It's kind of like Rifkin. It kind of reminds me of that, right? It's like, you know, how can you give someone an example of something and dumb it down for them and make it super simple so that they actually understand what it is that you do so they can reach out to you? Because I'm telling you right now, if people don't know what you do, they're not going to remember to refer you. They're not going to remember to keep you top of mind. So you have to rinse and repeat. It's not one banner. It's not one DM, call to action on your story to DM you. If you're looking for a home, if you want to partner with us, it's constantly, every single day. So that one, especially if you've transitioned from one role to another, if people always knew you as the corporate guy, introduce yourself as the midterm rental guy, the short-term rental guy, the multifamily guy, the flipper, next door, the wholesaler, whatever it is that you're doing, you have to constantly keep top of mind, even especially with family. They see you as either their son, their daughter, their whoever, cousin, their niece, nephew, and they do not see you as something else. That goes back to personal brand. So now you want to tie your personal brand and your personal identity to the thing that you're doing to inform them and tell people, dumb it down, keep it simple, so that they can keep you top of mind, because that happens constantly. When people keep you top of mind, when you come up with a conversation, that's called branding, right? What people are saying when you're not in the room. Marketing is when you start putting it out there. So you have to market so that then you can build a personal brand that is working for you when you're not in the room. Now imagine if you're in the right rooms and you have a personal brand, so people are talking about you when you're not in those rooms. That is when it comes full circle and you're now the key person of influence and interest. So with that said, I'm going to put it out there. If there's anybody who's looking for someone to speak about midterm rentals, I've been really geeking out on doing on workshops, love talking about the different models that exist, especially for Airbnb hosts that are out there who are looking for a new model to apply when you have a furnished accommodation, aka furniture in the home, and you've done Airbnb. There's a huge opportunity to tap into more consistent, high volume, monthly cash flow and I should say revenue by breaking into the midterm rental model. And we specialize with insurance company and relocation company agencies. Okay, so if you're looking to get into that, if you're looking for workshops, I'm really going into the, I love the space of being able to talk about this, being able to consult on it, being able to coach on it. That's the journey that I'm on as we continue to build our portfolio. In addition to that, if you're interested in midterm rentals and getting access to it, if you have a furnished accommodation, make sure you join our network, right? The link will be in the bio, but you want to make sure that you join our network, because this network is going to really change the game. You know, operators who want to land these large deals but don't have the relationship or the time to start building these relationships with these insurance companies who are paying a premium. I'm talking anywhere from $6,000, $7,000 a month to $15,000 to $20,000 to $25,000. Like, it's really, there is no ceiling. But you really need to understand how it works. And if you don't understand, you really need to be part of a network that understands that. So join our MTR Insurance Network at shorttermgems.com. That's shorttermgems.com/MTR Insurance Network. Okay. That's my partner, Rachel Gainsbrew, and I. For those of you who don't know, Rachel was actually on the pod, and we've had the chance of collaborating together, and I'm so grateful for that. Rachel was on episode 181, Why Luxury Rentals Are Short-Term Rental Gems. But since then, her and I have stood up workshops, and I attended her workshop. She helped me land $8,000 a month to $7,200 plus a month on mortgages that are ranging in the $2,000, low 2000s. Here in Atlanta, and we're expanding a network, giving you guys an opportunity to get access to these kind of insurance relationships by joining our network, where you will have an opportunity to receive leads with as it relates to your state. All right, so we're rolling out a beta. There's limited room for now. Things are going to grow very quickly. We've built the back end. We have a beta, and we're launching this, so you guys do not want to not be a part of it, especially if you're in the Airbnb space and have furnished accommodations and you're looking for an extra stream of income that can be a lot more lucrative than what you're getting per month today. With that said, guys, if you're ever interested in getting some one-on-one time with me, I am making myself accessible. You just want to make sure you go to experimentrealestate.com and go ahead and select the coaching tab, and you know, you can get coaching. It's very close proximity. I don't have a large group. I do it on a consulting basis, so you get access to me directly. And obviously that there's a premium with that, but that's what's helped me getting access, direct information to take action, is by being direct. That's why I don't, at this time, I'm not doing a large group, because I believe this kind of information needs some hand-holding and some one-on-one intention. And so I do have limited spots for that. So if you're interested, definitely reach out to me. And I'm super excited for what's in store this year, guys. And I can't thank you enough for tuning in and listening. Excuse the background noise. We're here in the outdoors and here in California, right by the pool. It's been really nice being out here with some good friends who we're actually partnering with here in Georgia on a property that we're closing on next week. So, with that said, continue to build. Remember, you're just one experiment away. Let's build, y'all.
Experiment Nation, podcasting has changed the way we operate as real estate investors ourselves, and it can do the same for you. Podcasting has been the source of the masterclasses that we get thanks to the world-class real estate investors and practitioners and specialists that come into the lab from all realms, from short-term rentals to midterm rentals to real estate syndications to even software as a service. Owners, founders, entrepreneurs have helped enrich our experiments by giving us the education, helping us build a network, and lastly, and most importantly, a brand association to open up multiple doors for our respective businesses. If you understand the power that podcasting can have, and you know that you need one for your brand, please, you can rely on our team. InvestItTalent.com is my team and the team that helps this podcast, the Real Estate Experiment, become the fruition each and every single week to educate my community, build relationships on the air, and continue to build our brand. If you know that you need to do these same for your brand and you haven't pulled the trigger yet, maybe because you don't know how, our company, InvestItTalent.com, does the end-to-end from the time that you record, from the time that it is published, to even repurposing content on multiple social media platforms. That's what my team can do for you. Simply go to InvestItTalent.com and book a discovery call to see how my team can help you launch your podcast.